This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Guess what our top is, Tom?
What?
25.
It's ugly. Is that what you meant?
No, the temperature.
Cheap. You've got it out of that blue bin down the bottom there.
This is a nice one.
Where all the homeless people live. Is
this
that what
is
you're
a
going
nice
at?
T-shirt. Thank
oh,
you very much.
It's really
nice. Picking on my T-shirt.
So what hot is it?
It's going to be 25.
Oh, hot as in temperature.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Do you know, I'm a bit lost today because why is the sun up? Like, it's just, it feels
why
wrong.
Why is the sun up?
Like, we're just starting at 6:30.
I know.
And it's so bright. I feel like taking off my shirt and sunbaking out there. It's so nice.
Maybe not just yet, but it's a significant change since last week because it was still dark.
Oh, yeah. But do you want me to go to daylight saving soon? It'll all go backwards.
Absolutely.
I love it when I get to save some daylight.
Now, we're doing an experiment today.
Well, this is on my way here today. I was desperate for coffee, so I stopped into 7-Eleven and the man told me I was being scammed.
The man behind the counter?
Not the man behind the counter. The very attractive young tradie told me, don't buy the large one. It's exactly the same size as the $2 one.
Really?
Exactly, yeah. So we've sent our apprentice down to get the small cup, the medium cup, and the large cup from 7-Eleven, and we're going to try it. Because it costs $1 for the little one, $2 for the medium one, and $3 for the large one, and they fit in the same cup. This guy was telling me. So I had a look on the video. He showed me on the video, but I had to run here and see you. So I said, oh.
That's all right. We'll do this. We'll see what the result is. I reckon.
But, you know, I was looking. So after he told me, and I Googled. Oh, I love Google.
Yeah.
It is Australia's second biggest coffee seller in Australia.
Really?
7-Eleven. That's monstrous. You know who's number one?
Who?
McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
They sell something like 250,000 a day. People, we live in Melbourne and we have the best coffee in the world.
But I've got to admit, if I've had to travel to regional Victoria.
Oh, so when you get your helicopter up to the snowfields, you know, they don't bring you McDonald's coffee, do they?
I get the chopper to land into a McDonald's store.
Oh, no, but that would be the best. You know, now you've really impressed me now. That would be the best.
It lands at the one in Wangaratta before we go up to the snow.
Yeah, and just
I
pull up
a
and
little.
Go, can I have a little Happy Meal, please? You know.
And then I run back. No. I've used it when I've been in regional Victoria because you're desperate for a coffee.
It's very hard to get
speechless?
Good coffee once you get out of this little CBD ring, isn't it?
Now, I'm being scammed at the moment. I'm convinced.
By Uber.
You are
being scammed by Uber drivers.
That as well. But I'm also being scammed because my printer at home is a particular brand with two letters, and I ran out of ink. And as you can see, I print your run sheet out, right? And
yeah, it's
a little bit blurry, would you say?
Well, yeah.
Well, particularly, you know, if you look at that, that's not really clear, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay, so you're going to have to read that later. But I changed my cartridges because they ran out. And it said must replace with, you know, the proper brand, the whatever
it is.
Yeah,
the $485,000
one. Yeah, the $485,000.
Not the $12 one that you can slap in. Yeah.
So I found a replacement that fitted my printer and it was a generic brand.
Oh.
And I put it in and, of course, it warned me. It said you must use genuine.
And it didn't like it.
So I applied. The first couple of sheets were really good. And now it's printing blurry. And I reckon it's in the software. Because I looked at the cartridge looks exactly the same.
But a cartridge has ink in it.
It has ink in it.
How does it have a software associated?
No, because the software in the printer that tells it to print, the letter X.
It ain't that clever. Illegal immigrant. Don't let that cartridge in here. You know, lock it up at Manus Island. No, it's not that smart.
I think it's Peter Dutton of the ink cartridges in my printer.
No,
I'm not joking.
Look, I'm only just saying because as you know, I've got a new phone and I finally decided that notepad and pencil doesn't do research, so I bought a computer. Oh, shit, I can't put that thing together. It's driving me crazy. The other day, I was ringing Andy up at work trying to get him to help me. I had four computers and phones going with videos on YouTube trying to show me how to turn the bastard on. Where's a button that says on, off? That's easy. It's all I want. I don't need special things. And then I put the wrong bloody keyboard on it. So every time I pressed at, I was getting symbols. And the girl, oh, but Jesus me, what the hell is wrong with things?
So like, is it okay
no,
now?
No.
So maybe
that's you... What, if you notice today, I'm still on pencil and paper.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, computer's not working.
We've also had another caller call in with another scam.
Oh, yes.
Allegedly,
the big golden arches are doing the same thing with their large chips and medium chips. They're both the same size. What a money-making scam. Yeah. Am I hungover? Because I'm in the worst mood. I've drank 8 coffees. All I want is McDonald's.
And don't forget also...
Eddie's looking attractive. I mean, there's something wrong here.
And my printer is scamming me because I put in generic ink cartridges and it's printing all wobbly. And I don't reckon it's the cartridge. I think it's the printer software.
Well, I'm really glad to say you said all that typing is wobbly. I thought I didn't want to get my glasses rechecked because I'm thinking, I can't read a word of this. Nothing, it's just jumping around. Yeah. Andy's about to go Facebook Live and we're going to tip one coffee into another coffee cup.
Yep.
So one's worth $3, one's worth $2, and one's worth
$1.
And let's see what happened.
And which one have we got? We've got the...
Well, we're going to start with the big one, the $3 one.
The big coffee.
So tell everyone what you're doing there, Maddie.
So we've got the large coffee. Hi, everyone. So we've got the large coffee, which goes into the medium cup, which leaves none left in the large cup.
That large cup fits in the medium perfectly.
Yeah, the whole thing.
100% the same amount went from the large cup to the medium
100%,
cup.
Yeah, exactly. Bloody and then scam. You go from the medium to the small and you have, what, like a couple of sips in the medium left?
So not a dollar's worth of coffee?
No.
Okay, so people, if you have to go there to that chain that has like two numbers out the front, we won't say their name. Just buy the dollar coffee. They're ripping you off if you buy the $3 one.
That's right.
Walk to
allegedly, because with the machine might some machines might be different in different.
Hey, this ain't alleged, sweetheart. This is Facebook Live. So you can go to our Facebook at Tom and Warren, and you're going to see The Apprentice. Yeah,
some machines might be different in difference. Maybe it wasn't calibrated properly. I don't know. Just.
Oh, here we go. What, Nancy Pantsy? What, you got your Nancy Pantsies on today? Do we? Oh, don't be mean to them. They're scamming you. They're ripping you off. We should be protesting. We should be throwing bags of poo at them.
So your recommendation is buy the small one.
I'm not recommending any. I wouldn't buy coffee in that place anyway. It's gross.
Now, you know, here at Joy, we appreciate all people.
Do we?
Yeah, absolutely. All
except
different,
the unattractive.
All different body. No, no. We like all different people. It doesn't matter what they look like, what their body shape is like or anything.
Yeah. If you can hear that noise, that's me shaking my head. That's the rattling. No.
No. This poor couple, I feel sorry for this couple, actually.
Oh,
because
do we?
It was a 290-kilogram man.
Hang on. How much?
290
kilos. So I weigh 60-something, don't I? I think.
I'm not sure.
60-something kilos. Yeah, that's okay. Kgs. Is that the thing? Yeah. Because I'm not stone. I wouldn't be 60 stone. That's a lot, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know what stones are, actually. So 290 kilogram man and his 204 kilogram wife.
Wow. They wouldn't be getting in no lift, would they?
Had an unusual...
I mean, you've got a warning sign there saying you can't... How many kilos allowed in?
Oh, that's no, they have to look at way. The maximum. No, that's apparently that's what it is.
And they're having sex?
Yes. Well, they had an unusual accident.
That's miracle number one. Thank you very much.
But during the intense sexual act, the floor of their apartment collapsed.
Warren,
the poor couple, but it caused the couple to fall 3 stories. So it actually collapsed, and then the floor below collapsed. No. So they fell 3 stories. This is terrible. They were from Liverpool, and they were they're in the bedroom on their 3rd floor of an apartment building when the structure completely collapsed. So their bed fell through 3 floors before bursting through a wall and ending up in a laundry at the basement of the building.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a damn good route. I'm ready to go. You're like, I don't know what else to say.
But you know what? At least like they wouldn't have to worry about the lift because they could just put the sheet straight in the washing machine, couldn't they? Because it was in the laundry. But anyway, miraculously, the couple suffered only light injuries and no other residents of the building were injured.
No way. There was. See, you fall 3 floors, you don't even end up with a menage a trois. You know, like, I mean, if I was going to do that, you could at least collect them on the way down the level. You end up at the ground floor and, whoa, it's an orgy.
Dylan Joel has called in with news headlines. Good morning, Dylan.
Oh, just asking to... borrow a bag of sugar. Thanks, Tom and Warren. It might seem like most of my news has been a joke, but this is also a real story. In other news, who's got the next birthday coming out of the two of you?
Yours.
just be quiet. You know when mine was.
Me.
Yeah, me. Okay, well, something for you to do, Tom, for Warren's birthday. Have you ever wanted to personalise a loved one's birthday card with you in your birthday suit? British card company Moonpig, which allows customers to send their loved ones a special treat in the form of a personalised card or gift, has begged customers in a post on Twitter, please stop uploading pictures of your genitals to our cards.
They like it.
It is against their T's and C's, which doesn't stand for what you think the T's and C's stand for. It stands for terms and conditions.
I've been there. It's called Moonpig. If you don't want to see my butt crack, don't call it Moonpig.
Twitter users' replies have included, do you do pop-up cards asking for a friend?
That'd be the best.
And, okay, this is hilarious, but won't encourage others to do so. Probably we're encouraging it to do it as well. The website is Moonpig. others, PS, can we please have an example of what not to send out? The real questions are most customers getting paper cuts or paper uncuts? It's currently 14 degrees in Melbourne. I'm Dylan Joel. I'll be back with more Joy News at 8.
You've been on fire today, young man. Look at you. We found out, you know, some of your sexual preferences. There's been so much news.
We found out his age. Can I just say, though, there are some people who become really sexy as they get older.
Thank you. Turning 26 next month.
And there are others that go the other way.
Well, how are you at 26?
No, I'm better now, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Shit, that's
must have been terrible back then.
Zaps of electricity could help constipated people go to the toilet by sending waves through the body.
And why am I constipated? I have verbal diarrhea. Never had verbal constipation.
This is new. A study has found wearing patches to send electric signals into the digestive system can stimulate nerves, which trigger our natural movements.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want me to do. So basically you're asking me to put a battery up my butt and connect electricity to a condom and do community service. Anyone with constipation?
This is the latest research out of Monash University who tested the device on a group of 33 women. And all these women had chronic constipation. But after it, there was 58% we're back to normal.
So it must be. I mean,
with no pleasant, unpleasant side effects.
Yeah, but the smell was terrible.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.